One way to God. One way to God. There is one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, everybody. Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Amen. For the remission of your sins. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe by the evidence, speaking in tongues, man? You can have that same refreshing evidence, that experience. Amen. Because if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you are living beneath your privilege. Even though you may say, I believe in Jesus, that's great. You got faith and hope in him. Well, let me tell you, but when the Holy Ghost comes into you and give you that refreshing, amen, sensation, praise God, you know, you know what you have. Amen. Because you will speak in tongues as the Spirit gives us, friend. Well, praise God. Once again, we thank you for listening in to Baptist Radio, and then at Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. And we are Church of God, the Bible Way. And letting you know that we care about your soul today. Praise God. We want to let you know that you could be saved. You can receive the Holy Ghost. Everybody, not for this one set of people, everybody can receive the Holy Spirit if they repent of their sins and go down in water baptism in Jesus' name. See, when we say, Lord, we are wrong. When we say, Lord, forgive me. And I've done those things that didn't purpose you. I've done things that was wrong. When we say that, we know that you, and then that you could come to yourself and humble and yourself and pray to God and get through to him. Because a lot of us, we are too proud of life. You know, a lot of people are just too proud. And then gotta just say, I believe, and that's it. But you got to know, you got sins that you got to repent for. Things you said, things you thought of, you got to repent of. Praise God. So we see today. Well, today, friends, we want to give honor to General Overseer of the Churches of God, the Bible Way, Apostle C.A. Coward. Amen. Give honor to the presiding Bishop of Church of God, the Bible Way. Amen. Bishop R.J. McLeod, a great brother. Amen. Also, to our other bishops, amen, Bishop Jonathan Brookshaw, amen, and also to my bishop in the West Coast of Florida, praise God, Bishop Adrian Melinden Shaw. Give honor to all those brothers. And other brothers, amen, who I didn't name, praise God, we thank and praise God to all of you today, all the brothers of the Churches of God, the Bible Way. Amen, because we do it the Bible Way. Hallelujah. And we see here that you know, need to know that God loves you and cares for your soul, praise God. And we believe that he is able. Oh, praise Yahuwah, our Heavenly Father. Amen. Some say Yahweh. And some just say, some say God. But like I say, we praise him because we know him. Amen. So we see him today. Well, I want to talk about power in the name today. There's power in names. Amen. The power in names. When you say, you know, a name, and a lot of people look at the meaning of that name, of where it came from, and so forth. But we thank our Father, hallelujah, that we see Jesus said in St. John, Amen, 5:39, I'm come in my Father's name. I am come in my Father's name. In other words, Jesus, amen, real name, amen, Yahushua. Some people say Yahushua, Yahusha. Amen, but we see he came in name of his father. Why? Because his father was named Yahuwah. Amen. Either, you know, some say Yahuwah, right? Some say Yahweh. Right? But if you go back to the book of the scriptures in Psalms 68, all right, and 4, David knew the name in which he was praying to, which he was singing to in that Psalms. And we see he talks about that scripture. And then he talks about Yah, that was spelled with a J instead of a Y, but it's supposed, the translation should be a Y. Amen. So it say Yah. Amen. So we see here that Jesus' name was Yahushua. All right. Some say Yahusha. All right. Well, that's all right. Some say Yahshua. All right. The reason why they said that was because in translation, praise God, we see that Yahshua, amen, was the name of Joshua. Some say Yahushua. All right. But that's different dialects. But it has Jah. And even the prophet. Prophets, some of the prophets and the kings, like Hezekiah, amen, and prophet Zechariah and Obadiah, you know, they had the name Yah into it on the end, but they spell it in the King James Version with an I, all right, with not a Y. But we see here today, amen, all those names, Hananiah, okay, you know, Zephaniah. All those names, praise God, we see came with the name of God on the end there. All right, so, and Jesus says, he says, I've come in my Father's name, which is Yahushua, Yahusha, Yahshua. Some say Yahshua, but that's the different the dialects that people use. Some of the tribes use. So we see here today that you must believe in Jesus Christ. Amen. See, I know that when you speak of Jesus Christ, I know who you're talking about. I know who you're referring to when you say Jesus Christ. You're referring to Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. HaMashiach, that's like we say Christ, HaMashiach. Amen. Is the anointed one. The anointed one. That's the one that had the Spirit of God within him. Praise God. And we see here today that God was in him, reconciling the world into himself. Amen. So we see that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity, while you can, and be saved, praise God. Be healed right now. Amen. Hallelujah. And when we say hallelujah, we say praise be unto Yah. All right, praise be unto Yah. Amen. Yahuwah, Yahweh. Amen. So we see here that you must come to him. Now, Yahuwah is Paleo, Hebrew. And then we say, in modern, we say Yahweh. All right, but we see here today that Jesus, Yahushua, HaMashiach, amen, he came to die for our sin. He gave his life for us. And what? Why? Because God was in him reconciling the world into himself. It was God in Christ reconciling the world into himself. All right? So he came in the name. When I say I come in my Father's name, all right, that means that my name has to be what my Father was. My Father's name has in me his name. Like, I'm Ernest Braxton. Okay? My father's name was Ernest Braxton. All right, and by me being Ernest Braxton, they called me Junior, all right, because I had his name, praise God. So, you know, just like Jesus said, I've come in my Father's name, all right, and that name is very important, and it's powerful. The reason why, because things could be done in his name. In his name, you can be baptized. In his name, you can be healed. In his name, you can be saved. In his name you can be delivered. In his name is power. Amen. So you need to have the power of him in his name. For above all principalities and power. You know, you think about it at night. you know, you think about it, with the scripture here, and we'll see. You know, so he says, I'm come in my Father's name. And then he says, if another come in his own name, you receive him. St. John 5:39. So we see him. So you come, who else came in his name to believe in him? All right. So in other words, these people, you know, this white man you see, you know, whose really name is Cecil Borgia, all right, son of Pope Alexander VI, all right, they commissioned Leonardo da Vinci to paint his son, who was a bad man. In other words, who was a bisexual, all right? So they painted him and betrayed him, spread all over the earth that he was Jesus. But, you know, that can't be true, all right? Because this man, you know, he was a bisexual guy. And so we see here today that you must see that Jesus, our Father, Savior, who was the Son of God according to the flesh, but he, according to the Spirit, he's the very God. All right, so we know that God was in him, reconciling the world into himself, because the Word declares it. It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All right, St. John 1:1. And then it says, in the 14th verse of that same chapter, saying the Word became flesh. Also, I believe in the 10th verse, what it says, he said he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And guess what? The world do not know who he is. It takes revelation to reveal that to you. It takes revelation that he has to reveal that to you. He has to reveal who he is to you. All right, when you see Jesus, I mean Yeshua, HaMashiach, the real Jesus, not the man with the blue eyes and blonde hair or brunette hair, all right, with a beard, all right. That's not Jesus, all right. But the man with the nappy hair, the man with the woolly nappy hair, the man with the woolly hair, all right, and he has skin like burnt brass. I mean, he's a black man. He's a man of color. All right, so with melanin in his skin, praise God. So we see here today that you must believe in the real Jesus Christ. Amen. The real Christ. That's what you have to believe into. Because there's power in his name. All right, by his name you can cast out demons. Think about it. All these different things. By his name you can heal, praise God. So we see here, amen, this is going through quick, amen. So I'm Elder Braxton, Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way. And then, you know, we're located on 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida, all right, 33610. All right, right by the light there. It's on the corner of Osborne and 22nd Street. Osborne and 22nd Street. Well, right across from Middleton High School and right across from the County Healthcare Center. We'll speak more on this next week, praise God, and let you know that God loves you, wants to see you saved. Not his will that any should perish, but all should come into repentance, praise God. You can come and visit us at any time, praise God. We'll be here on Sundays. Amen. On Friday night, on Tuesday night, praise God, we'll be right here waiting for you, praise God. We thank and praise God for you all today. Because God is so good to us today. Amen. Give honor to all the saints of the Church of the Bible. And then, you know, come in Tampa, Florida, 4711 North 22nd Street on the corner of Osborne and 22nd. Elder Ernest Braxton. We'll be out. Amen. We thank and praise God for you all today, for he is able to hear you. Amen. Go get baptized in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. You go to the nearest apostolic church and say, I want to be baptized in the name of Jesus. Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank you. One way to God. One way to God. Yes, there's one way to God. Baptized in Jesus' name. Anything else? What it is. One way to God. One way to God. Oh, they told me I got more time, praise God. Ain't that something? But praise God. We thank and praise God again. So we got to go some more. Amen. Let you know that we love you and we care about your soul still. Amen. It was still in 10 seconds. Amen. So, well, that's all right, praise God. So we care about people and their soul. Do you believe in him? Do you trust in him? Do you have faith in him? Let you know that he's able to heal you today. Amen. He's able to heal you. The power of God. Hallelujah. The power of his name, praise God. We feel that you're going to have it today. Amen. And I'm going to give you that call in for next week. You can call in. Amen. And we're going to discuss some other things that we've got going on. Amen. In the city of Tampa, Florida. Amen. We thank and praise God. In the city of Tampa that we... How you doing? Amen. Praise God. Letting you know that God loves you. Wants to see you saved. Not his will that any should perish, but all coming to repentance. And then you know that he is able to bless you, friend. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, you need to come let me baptize in Jesus' name right here at the church. Amen. You know what? A lot of people have issues and problems. But if they come here and get the Holy Spirit, get the Holy Ghost inside them, it'll change their life. Somebody burning rubber out there. Amen. But we see here that if you need that experience, come and experience. Amen. The blessings of Jesus Christ. You know, the scripture said, this is the rest and this is the refreshment. Don't you want to have rest and refreshment inside your soul? Amen. Because so many people out there are disillusioned. All right. They don't know what's going to happen. All right. But if you go have a foundation, Christ, in your life, amen, you can get a hold of yourself right now. If you can't get a hold of yourself, amen. You need to come on over here and say, you know, and repent of your sins and come over and let me baptize you in Jesus' name. Amen. So that you can receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. You know what's holding people back? Cause some of the things that they do. Amen. Amen. You know what holds people back? Cause of some of the stuff that they are performing. Amen. They can't change things. But we see here, amen. It's amazing, praise God. I just think, praise God. You can broadcast in your car, on the streets, in your road, or whatever. It's amazing how things, technology come out. Amen. But we see here today, praise God. Amen. You know, don't you want that rest from God? Don't you want that peace? Don't you want, you know, satisfaction? All right? I'm talking about spiritual satisfaction. Don't you want that peace that, you know, go past all understanding. It's some peace within Christ. And through his name, through the name of him, you could have it, praise God. God wants you to be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. I want you to have the best of the best. Amen. Let God love you and care for you, for he is able to heal you right now. Amen. So, our Heavenly Father, Yah, amen, who created the heaven and earth. You know, I was looking at, as I look at people's face, and I see how the eyebrows and the nose and the mouth come together, you can see Yah in his face. Think about it. Think about it. You look at it. You know, it's, you see the Y, and you can see the H in the nose, and with your mouth and your dimples, amen, you can see the H. And that's something that is something to look at. You know, I say that's a, and then if you think about how the trees grow, you know, everything comes out from a Y. You ever notice that? Amen. You think, look at that tree over there, my sister, and you see how it springs out like here and the other branches and so forth. I say, hey, that's something. That is something great. Amen. So I thank and praise God for so good understanding. Amen. That we got to believe in him and trust in him and go on. Amen. So if you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and been filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, Yeshua HaMashiach, and been filled with the Holy Spirit, amen, you haven't been baptized, you need to come to Jesus, saved through faith, Church of God, the Bible, on Osborne and 22nd Street. Osborne and 22nd Street, right here in Tampa. And let God bless your soul. He is so able to heal you. He is so able to bless you. Amen. And some people say, well, you know, the thing that you're preaching, you know, this, that, and the other. I say, well, I stand alone. If you don't want to stand with me, that's all right. I stand alone. Amen. Amen. And you got to be convicted to say that. You got to stand alone with what you believe, praise God. If you believe it, stand alone. Hallelujah. I remember years ago when I was unfazed, you're playing poker, and then, you know, and playing poker and so forth, you know, they'll tell you, put your money where your mouth at, and they'll call you or whatever like that, and you have to stand on what you got. Now, sometimes it may not be the best hand. Somebody might have a royal flush to wipe you out. So that was back in the days, all right? But still, I got a lot better sense now to go gambling with my money and all that kind of crazy stuff. So, you know, but the thing is, you know, you got to stand alone on Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach. You got to stand alone on him, knowing that he's real. You got to stand alone on his name, amen, let him know that you care, amen. Let him know. And see, through research, a lot of people don't know the origin of what they believe in. They don't know the origin of what they believe in, praise God. But you got to believe in Christ. You know, you can't make it without Christ. You cannot make it without him today. You cannot make it. You die tomorrow and don't have Jesus Christ, Yeshua, HaMashiach, you will die in your sins, all right, because you're saying that you don't believe. And you don't let nobody take that faith from you. You don't let nobody take your belief from you. You don't let nobody take your hope from you. All right, think about it, friend. You don't let nobody persuade you any differently. If you know he is that, all right, you know. See, the thing is, you know, I got friends, you know, and we talk, I got a friend who's a Muslim. But he's standing what he believes, and I stand in what I believe in. All right. So you know. I say the name of God is Yah, Yahuwah, as in Yahweh. All right. And his son is Yahushua, as in Yah, because he got that name. And I know here he's commonly known in the United States and the West. They call him Jesus, all right? But I know that, and I stand on what I believe in. I know who he is, all right? So, and you know, maybe you stand on what you believe in, and if it's not right, you better come and get in line, because when God comes back, amen, those who know his name Amen. And those who have his name on the inside of their head and in their mind and in their conscience, all right, amen, it's going to shine. It's going to shine, friend. So we see you through the name, all right, as we go on, praise God. You say, I'm coming in my Father's name. So you got to know who the Father's name is. You got to know who he is. All right, you got to know who he is. All right, praise God. So in Psalm 68, all right, and 4, it says, Jah, but back in the days when this was written in Hebrew, it was with a Y, Yah. All right, so that's, so it says that. So, why? Because the day didn't come in existence until around 1540 in that area. All right, because David had a ship back in those days called Jesus of the Beck, which was a slave ship years ago. All right, so we see here today. But you got to believe that you got to believe in his name. All right, and his name, all right, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, Yahshua, HaMashiach, amen, is Lord, to the glory of God. You know, and God said, I give not my glory to another. So that's why I tell you, Jesus said, I am come in my Father's name. He that has seen me has seen the Father. That's what he said. All right? If you've seen Jesus, you've seen the Father. He said, so we see it. That's St. John 14, you read that. You read that, and you'll know who Jesus is. It has to be revealed to you. God has to reveal it to you. All right. So we see him today. We thank and praise God for you. We're going to be going. I thought it was going to be out earlier, but they had a time mixed up. But that's all right. Praise God. We keep on going. Letting God love you and care about you. Now, I want to say this here. All right. We as people, I mean, in this world, we got to stop killing each other. We got to start learning to reason and find out what's really wrong. Who made a mistake? All right. If you made a mistake, you ought to be man or woman enough to say, hey, I was wrong. Amen. I was wrong. Hey, if you robbed the bank, say, I'm wrong. All right? If you stole somebody's a husband, you say, I'm wrong. Stole somebody's a wife, you better say, I'm wrong. And she better say, he's wrong, and he better say, she's wrong for leaving. And so forth. The things that you say, I'm wrong. If you had an abortion, you got to come down and say, Lord, I was wrong. I made a bad decision. All right? Different things you got to realize. Amen. If you lied, cheated, killed, you got to say, I was wrong. All right? Because God said, thou should not, and that's what he means. All right? So we see here today. Amen. You got to come clean with God. Show your hand and tell him, say, Lord, I was wrong. I repent of my sins for what I've done. And God bless y'all. I love people. I care about their soul. I don't want to see nothing happen to their families and their soul. I thank and praise God. Bye-bye. God bless you. Bye-bye. Yeah.